Hello everyone, and welcome to So Mindful Podcast, where we dig into the tips, tricks and topics that will help you have great fun making clothes that make you feel fabulous. I'm your host, Jackie Blakemore of So Much More Fun, and without further ado, let's get into this week's exciting episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the So Mindful podcast. I am delighted again this week to have my guest, Sylvie Hart of Sylvie Hart Style. I think she's a great person to talk to about style tips and ideas. And we've already done one podcast together. If you haven't listened to that already, then please go ahead and have a listen. But this time, what I wanted to do was talk to Sylvie about a topic that I'd seen her doing in her Instagram. So she's great on her Instagram stories at taking inspiration from outfits and then creating them in her own style. And so what I wanted to do was take some of those tips and see if I could apply them for my dressmaking and some of my outfits. And in doing so, I thought it would be great to share that. And we tend to have a format where we do it as a bit of an experiment. And so that's kind of how this episode will go as well. And we'll talk through that a bit more. But before I get into all of that detail, I kind of get running away with myself here. I'd like to say hi, Sylvie, and welcome.
Hi, thanks, Jackie. Thank you for having me back. I'm excited to talk about our topic for today.
Great. So for the listeners who haven't heard our other episodes or don't know you, can you just introduce a little bit about yourself, what you do and who you work with and how you help them?
Absolutely. Yes. So I am a personal style coach and I make getting dressed easy for women so they can shine bright from the inside out and conquer their day with confidence. And I believe that a wardrobe, owning your personal style, can make such an impact in how you approach your day. And really taking that one thing that you don't have to think about so that you can concentrate on what you do best.
Fantastic. And we talked about that last time. And I think it's really true that what we wear and how we feel going through the day, they definitely tie together. I think they're really important. And when you're conscious of what you're wearing, then it takes your mind off doing the things that you're here to do, doesn't it? And that's one of the reasons why we're doing these episodes. So let's dive straight in because I'm really excited. We've got lots to go through. So I asked you about how you found inspiration and then how you translated that inspiration into outfits that you could wear and adapt to your style. And I'd seen some things that you'd posted where you'd taken an example of an outfit and then you'd created that for your style, in your way. And it looked fantastic. It was excellent. So just talk me through a little bit about where you start when you're looking for inspiration for outfits. Where do you start?
Absolutely. So I do believe that owning your own personal style is so important. And it is the most effective way to build a wardrobe. And in order to own your personal style, it's really important to understand what you like and what you don't like. And you can do that very simply by just gathering inspiration. And there's lots of places to gather that inspiration. Pinterest is a big one. And I know that many of your listeners are also on Pinterest. I think it's a great search engine tool. And we're going to talk a lot about that today. But there's other ways to gather that inspiration too. You can look at celebrity style, influencers, icons that you gravitate towards. Magazines are still very much a great way to gather that inspiration. YouTube, even window shopping, which we can certainly do some of that now. But just any source of inspiration for you to really understand what you're gravitating towards. And it's a lofty goal and it takes time. And I really encourage women to take time and have fun in this step because it really is a fun way to sort of gather that data and that insight into what you like.
Yeah. And it's very visual, isn't it? I've done this myself where I've walked past a shop window and thought, oh, I like that. I like the way they've put that outfit together. I'm just taking a quick snapshot on my phone just as a kind of inspiration. Like you say, the window shopping things, I think, really useful. And we tend to just rely or think we're going to rely just on digital things like, you know, like searching the internet and things like that, don't we? But when you're out and about, it is really helpful just to search and take photos of your surroundings.
Exactly. Yeah. And I even get inspiration from non-clothing forms of media. I mean, even architectural magazines or, you know, just really looking at color combinations. I get a lot of inspiration from Architectural Digest, for example, looking at how they pair patterns and combinations, color combinations together, textures that can easily be translated into an outfit or into your own personal style.
Yeah, definitely. And so the first step, I think, is like we said, of just gathering the information, isn't it? That is not being too filtering. I think you mentioned as well, not filtering it at that stage, but just kind of gathering what you're drawn to.
Exactly. And I will say, so there are sort of three ways that I utilize sort of this inspiration gathering. So one is really defining your personal style and getting clear on the things that you like and don't like when you're looking at building an entire wardrobe. So that's one way you can start to search on Pinterest, Google, and other forms of media. The second way I like to kind of search or get inspiration from is sort of that seasonal break. So when we're looking at fall and then into winter, you know, what are the things that I like? How do I want to freshen up my wardrobe a little bit and take more of a seasonal approach? This can be done looking at how outfits are paired together, or maybe you need to add something new to your wardrobe for the season. So you can gather that inspiration very easily through Pinterest, Instagram, and other forms of search engines. And then the last way I like to gather that inspiration is when you're looking to style a specific item that you already have in your closet. So let's say, for example, you're looking for different ways to wear a white button down or a plaid blazer or something that you already own, but you're looking for some different ideas because you're stuck in a rut and you keep wearing the same item in the same way. And so that's very easy to do because you can just go on and search for white button down outfits for fall and be very specific. And all of a sudden, you're going to get lots of different inspirational pictures that you can apply and try and style from your own closet.
Yeah. And you suggested doing that as well for things that you're perhaps not wearing. So things that you are in your wardrobe and you're not really sure how to pair them up or how to style them. So you could do that same kind of thing.
Exactly. I love doing that because, you know, there's a reason you have an item hanging in your closet or that you bought it. Maybe it's a couple years old and you're just not sure how to wear that. Pinterest is a great way to get inspired to wear what you already have.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And it's easy to search, isn't it? As you said, it's basically just type in the phrase and then the word outfit, and then you kind of get shown all the images that contain those results. So, you know, garments or people wearing things with that combination as well.
Exactly.
Okay, so once you've gathered, so let's say you've gathered all your pictures, whether that's from shop windows or whether it's from Pinterest, what's your kind of next step for filtering down those images?
Yes. So one of the things I like to do, so let's say I'm doing creating a mood board for my personal style, for example. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to gather all of those images together into one place. So you can do that very simply in Evernote or PowerPoint. I'm using a new program called Milanote as a productivity tool, but it also has a mood board capability to it. And so the idea is just to gather all of those images. Or if you want to just print and cut and paste and make a poster board, that's also a very fun way to get inspired. And so once you have all of those images together in one place, then you want to start to look at what specifically are the things that you really are gravitating towards. I mean, 9 times out of 10, that specific outfit that you pinned, it may not be the entire outfit that you love. It may be a component of that outfit. So specifically, you want to look at the styling elements in that particular photo. Maybe it's the silhouette and the proportions of the outfit that you're looking to duplicate or give a try. You want to look at colors, specific colors and patterns, and even fabric and textures and how those are coming together to complete the outfit. accessories play a huge part. And you might pin an outfit that is quite simple and more of a minimalist style that you're gravitating towards, but maybe your personal style has statement accessories into it. Then you can certainly incorporate your statement accessory into a very simple outfit that you're inspired by through Pinterest. So It's really, you know, it's really about making it your own, but getting inspired by the elements of what you're seeing in each of these photos.
Yeah. And I think trying to spot, as you say, writing down, you know, what it is that you even like about each thing, you know, looking at each image and maybe making a few notes about, okay, what are you drawn to? Are there things that you like or things that you don't like? And what made you pick that out? And that can be really helpful to help you spot themes through the different images, can't it, I think? And so once you've then narrowed down, we're going to go through this through the detail of the process that we went through, but what would you then do in terms of then starting to recreate? Because you gave me a few tips in terms of then seeing whether that's going to suit you. Because sometimes images that we're drawn to them because they look great on the person that we've seen them on, maybe, then that's maybe not, they're going to look the same on us. So what would be the next step there?
Yeah. So let's say you find an outfit that you do want to recreate and you go into your closet and you start to pull the elements of that particular photo and you start to try these things on. But it may not look exactly like the photo, and most of the time it doesn't. So you want to take a look at first the proportions of the outfit to see if you can make some tweaks and adjustments to the proportions to make it work best for your particular shape. This is a big one because if we see a photo on Pinterest, you know, this may be a woman who's very tall or has a shorter torso than I do or a longer torso. So matching an exact outfit to someone that is photographed is very difficult to do and to really align best with, you know, my particular body shape or yours. So definitely playing around with the proportions of an outfit to make it more personalized for you is one thing that I would recommend.
Yeah. And I think I've spotted as well that quite a lot of the outfits I'm drawn to, they're wearing maybe high heels or different kinds of shoes than I would perhaps want to wear. And so the proportions of the outfits when I recreate them don't look quite the same because I'm not wearing the heels or I've not got that same shape. And so being able to understand a little bit more about maybe changing hemlines or changing color combinations or something along those lines, just to still get that look, but without having to maybe wear that footwear or, you know, that can also be helpful, can't it?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think the other part is not necessarily feeling like you have to go out and buy every piece of that outfit that you're seeing online, right? You want to first start by styling with what you have. And maybe you like the shape of the pant that particular photo is giving you. What I recommend first is trying that, you know, maybe you want to go and try it on or order some things from online and see how that different shape works for you if that's what you're gravitating towards. But the idea is really to get inspired to style what you have already in your closet and see where that takes you.
Yeah. So we put this into practice, didn't we? We kind of went through an exercise and you'd already done it. I've seen you do it many times on your Instagram. So you've kind of got a few steps ahead of me. But it was really exciting and interesting to go through the exercise. And I'll be, you know, full disclosure, completely frustrating for me. I found it really hard to get started. And so I thought it might be useful to share and chat about the experiences. And you were great in helping me kind of through all of that as we were working through the challenge. So it might be useful to our listeners because it sounded to me when we said, oh yeah, we'll just do this. We'll pick two outfits and then we'll try and recreate them and then we'll see where we go. And that seemed really simple, didn't it? That was like, well, what's not to love about that? That's going to be so easy. 2 weeks on, I was like, oh my God, this is so hard. How can this be so difficult? So yeah, I just felt like a complete style novice when it came to do it. But there were a few things that we kind of went through, weren't there, on the way. So we'll just have a chat about those. But So the first thing that I spotted was, so the first part that we've talked about today is go to Pinterest and look for inspiration. And oh my goodness, that was my first hurdle. I couldn't believe it. I was doing the first step and I couldn't even do that bit. So some of the things that I struggled with was firstly, what to search for. And I've got a lot of stuff already in Pinterest, things that I think, you know, I like for my style, but it highlighted a couple of things. So the first thing was that I tend to pin a garment, not an outfit, which I think is quite interesting as well. And so that made it quite hard to think, well, what goes with that? You know, I'll tend to pin based on the fact that from a dressmaking point of view, I'm probably looking at a particular style or looking at a particular design feature of the garment or something like that. So that's maybe why I'll pin it, or I like the fabric or the color or whatever. And so when I went to look, I thought this will be easy. I've got loads of pins that I can go to. And they all turned out to be, it's just a skirt, or it's just a top, or it's, you know, or it's a dress, you know, one thing. So I kind of fell down at that first hurdle. And so we were talking about, okay, so what should you search on? So can you just recap? You have touched on it a little bit, but just recap again on ways of searching within Pinterest and kind of how to maybe pick something. So for example, we were looking for something for autumn, weren't we? So this was like for autumn outfits.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, I loved going through this exercise with you, because it was very clear to me that, you know, having a little bit more guidance on how we use Pinterest to really get that inspiration. So I think for you, what was great about this is that knowing that for you, you gravitate more towards particular items of clothing versus entire outfits, you could then use that to get more granular in how you're searching. So the next iteration for you was, okay, I know that I like a mini skirt, a shorter skirt, or I know I like a midi skirt, a longer skirt. So then you searched for how to style a midi skirt, and that gave you more inspiration on how to put outfits like that together. And so your Pinterest board was great, because it allowed you to see the possibilities of these one particular garment and how you can kind of put that together into an entire outfit.
Yeah. And then that resulted in a number of pins then that I kind of grouped, and I'll do a blog post for this because it's quite a visual thing, but it did allow me then to create some sections of maybe three different types of outfits. I think one had some mini skirts with jumpers, one had skinny jeans with long cardigans, and one had sort of midi skirts with boots or, you know, jumper, something like that. But then I was able to see some different necklines and long and short combinations of tops and bottoms and that kind of thing. So it gave me some chance to see that. Yeah, so we got into that stage, but then I got to the next point. So now I had some outfits, but I wasn't fully in love with all of them. You know, like there was no one outfit that I thought, oh yeah, that's amazing, that's the one I want to create. And I don't think it was just that I didn't like the outfit. I think it was more that I couldn't imagine that outfit on me. And that was where the kind of next advice came in, wasn't it? So I came to you and said, right, I've seen these outfits and they all look great, but I don't think they're going to look great on me. And so we talked about how to take things that we've already got and start to use those. And so that led me down a whole other exercise, because I was trying to work out, well, okay, what do I really like and what silhouettes do really work for me? And I ended up actually spending an afternoon just taking loads of different tops and bottoms and putting them on together and just taking some photos so I could convert them into black and white and not necessarily worry about whether the colours go together, but whether the silhouettes worked for me or did I like them, and for my height and shape, you know, were they good combinations or were there better options? And I'd sent you some of that feedback as well, didn't I? And you gave me some really great ideas based on that.
Yes, this was such a powerful exercise, being able to see the photos and see you wearing different proportions and how you were putting the outfits together, to really see first, how do you feel in those outfits? How does it work for you? And what are some small tweaks you can make to make it better suit your particular body shape? So I loved this exercise, and I think we could do a whole podcast on this particular topic. But I think that That's my dog barking. But I think we learned some things through that exercise. And one of the rules, I don't like to call it a rule, but it is a rule theoretically in sort of the art and photography world, of the most sort of pleasing proportions when you look at photography or art is the rule of thirds, or the golden ratio. And when you can really apply that to an outfit and to fashion as well. But if you think about your outfit and you break that up into thirds, the most pleasing way to create an outfit is a 1/3 to 2/3 proportion. And rather than sort of that 50-50 or one-to-one proportion where you are kind of splitting your body in half based on where the hemlines are hitting your body, if that makes sense. Because it's, you want to create, so as an example, if you have an outfit where you're just wearing a simple t-shirt with a pair of jeans, by tucking the t-shirt in, you know, we talk hear a lot about a front tuck or a full tuck. If you just tuck the t-shirt in, what you're doing is you're creating definition around your waistline. So you're bringing the line up and creating almost a proportion of a 1/3, where the t-shirt becomes the 1/3 and the pants and the shoes become the 2/3. So that's the idea of this 1/3 to 2/3 proportion. It can also work the other way, where you can wear a longer tunic and that becomes your 2/3. And then you're wearing a skinny jean or legging and that becomes the bottom 1/3. So you can flip the outfit and do it that way as well.
And I think that's where I realized wearing heels or flat shoes kind of contributes to those proportions, doesn't it? And I think one of the outfits we were just talking before the show, actually, I think the lady's wearing really long, really high heeled shoes and a kind of like a hip length top, but because she's got long legs, she gets away with that extra length. Whereas if I was to put that same outfit on, I think it would cut me straight in half. And so it is kind of just tailoring that to yourself, isn't it? And we will definitely, I think this is another good topic for a separate episode, just to talk about some of those things and the tricks that you can use. And we have talked a little bit about style lines in earlier podcasts, and this sort of feeds into that and where your eye is drawn and how those thirds play when you're looking at that. So that was really useful, but it helped me, because you'd said about trying different combinations that maybe you haven't tried. And so I pulled out some jackets that I haven't worn for a long time that were quite short, because I've been wearing a lot of longer cardigans. And actually they worked quite well, didn't they, with some of those different outfits, but even down to sleeve lengths. I mean, we were looking at the sleeve lengths, weren't we, on some of them. And it does make a difference when you see the different outfits.
It does. And seeing that picture, you know, where it's different, instead of looking at yourself in the mirror, but actually seeing a picture and seeing the proportions of what you're wearing, it really is, you know, pictures can speak 1,000 words. So,
yeah, definitely. So it's definitely helped me at the time of recording. We haven't finished the outfits, have we? Because we've been a bit strapped for time. But by the time this episode airs, then in the show notes, I'll have a link to the outfits that we took as our inspiration and then we have recreated, and you'll be able to see what we've done to change those for our own style. So in terms of the ones that you've been looking at, Sylvie, the trousers and the long cardigan, wasn't there? And there were four different versions of that the inspiration lady was wearing. So just talk me through a little bit your thoughts around that and how you're going to change that slightly to make it your style. I think you gave me some notes on that as well.
Yes. So I picked for my exercise, I picked two things that I wanted to style differently from my own wardrobe. The first is an oversized kind of boyfriend cardigan. I actually purchased this back in March. It's super cozy and I love it. But I will say, when I put it on, because it's so oversized, I do feel a little bit frumpy in it. And so I sort of put it to the side. I haven't worn it yet, but now that it's getting colder, I want to be able to wear it and feel less frumpy, and I want to incorporate it more into my personal style. So I went through this exercise and I got onto Pinterest and I searched for oversized cardigan first, boyfriend cardigan. Those were some of the key words that I used. And I found one influencer who did a beautiful blog post on how she styled an oversized cardigan. It's a different style than what I own, but I feel like the proportions, I learned a lot about the proportions and how she's styling it. And I'm able to adapt that to my own cardigan, even though it's a little bit of a different style. And so what I loved about what she did, and this is what I'm going to be recreating as well, is, you know, she used a skinnier bottom, which that provides good balance between the oversized top, and you want to kind of keep the bottom a little bit more streamlined with a skinny jean or a legging. So I was inspired by that, and I'll be styling it that way. I also loved, there's one photo where she added a patterned top, and I thought that was really a good idea, one that I hadn't thought of. But what that does is it draws the attention to the pattern, and it takes it away from sort of the oversized feeling of the cardigan. So really looking at those types of details. And then there was one photo where she styled the cardigan with just a simple t-shirt, skinny jeans, and then she had a really fun snake print shoe.
Yeah, feature shoes, doesn't she? Yeah.
And I love shoes. I that's one of my, you know, one of the things I love to add in my personal style, but I don't have a shoe exactly like that. But I really like the idea of adding one thing that adds some visual interest, similar to the patterned shirt. So for me, I'm going to take that same idea, keep the shoe simple, however, but I'm going to add a really beautiful scarf.
Right.
Add some visual interest. So again, my whole goal here is to take sort of the visual interest away from the oversized cardigan and draw it in different areas of the outfit.
Yeah, balance that out with the rest of the outfit. Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's what I learned through this exercise and how I want to style, you know, this particular cardigan. The fourth photo that really inspired me is she paired it with a pair of faux leather leggings and then white sneakers. And I love that balance because I feel like it's sort of taking the eye sort of all the way up and down the outfit. So the sneakers add a bit of fun and casualness too, whereas the leggings add a little different texture against the knit of the sweater. So I'm excited to give that one a try as well.
Yeah, and I've definitely been seeing in a lot of the sort of fashion blogs and things like that, that increasingly people are combining the very chic and the very casual. And I think that is now becoming a trend in its own right, isn't it? It's that not being afraid to, you've either got to be dressed up or you've got to be dressed down. It's like you can kind of have a mix and match of the two and, you know, really play those off against each other.
Exactly. And I love it. I'm all in for that trend. And especially now it makes sense because I have a lot of tailored pieces, but I also am having fun mixing that with sort of a casual vibe as well.
Yeah. And I think that is a partly testament to the lifestyles that have changed. People's lifestyles have changed, but they still want to wear these gorgeous things that they've got in the wardrobe, but they just maybe haven't got anywhere to wear them. So why not wear them at home anyway? Yeah, that's right.
It's pandemic wear.
So the second thing that we've been talking about was you'd bought some chunky boots, didn't you, a little while ago? And so we were saying about styling your chunky boots. So just talk me through a little bit about those outfits that you've chosen there.
Yeah. So this one, I will admit this exercise was a bit frustrating for me. So I have had my eye on a pair of chunky lug sole boots that are very much on trend this season. I like the idea of infusing a little bit of edge into my normal sort of classic tailored personal style. I like this sort of juxtaposed style element, but I wasn't sure if I really love this. I needed to sort of see and experiment how it was going to work on me. So first things first, I found the right boot that I really like. So it's got a little bit of edge, but it's not sort of over the top. And they're very comfortable. So I found the right boot. That took a little bit of time to do. And then I got onto Pinterest and I started to search Chelsea Lug Boot, which is the name of this particular boot that I have. And I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find anything that was really inspiring me. And so then I changed and I went to Combat Boot. That's what I started to search. And there I found a lot of inspiration. But here's what I noticed, that many of the pins, many of the photos were really sort of going all in with an edge personal style. So it was Combat Boot, but then it was leather moto jacket, it was leather faux legging, distressed jeans. So the whole outfit was very edgy.
Mm.
That is definitely not my personal style. So I found some things that I feel I can adapt to my personal style. So one of the pins, one of the photos, a woman had paired her oversized blazer with a pair of black jeans and then the boots. So I'm going to look to recreate that, but I'm going to replace the jeans with a pair of tailored pants. And I'm going to see how that goes, because that feels very much like my vibe.
Yeah.
And the boots are going to add a little bit of edge to it.
There's another one, isn't there, where she's wearing a skirt with those boots. I've seen quite a lot of things like where it's either a long, and I know you're not a dress and skirt as much person, but yeah, kind of dresses and skirts with those kind of boots as well, haven't they?
Yeah. And so this is a great example of, you know, seeing something, being inspired by something, but then making it your own. So what I plan to do, because I don't really wear skirts and dresses, but what I like about this is sort of this feminine slash edge inspiration. So I'm going to pair this with a feminine top. So I'm going to do a feminine top with a pair of jeans and then the edge boots.
Yeah.
So the idea is the same, but it's not a literal translation of what I'm seeing in the photo.
Yeah. And I think that's where kind of coming full circle to what we started with at the beginning, which is, can you describe in the image that you're looking at the things that you're drawn to? And in this image, it was, there is a feminine and the edgy kind of part together. And then without having the photo, you can say, well, how can I recreate feminine with edgy? And then do that in, as you say, in your way, which is to use a feminine blouse or a feminine shirt and bring that together with your boots. So yeah, I think that's really helpful.
I encourage everyone to look at it through that lens and really have fun with the process. I mean, it should be fun. It may work, it may not work, you know, but having that sort of kind of trial and error mindset, and that's really how you learn and explore kind of what you like and don't like.
Yeah. And I think for me, being open to experimenting and saying, okay, this didn't work this way, what can I try next? So I think that's what I got from it. I think it was really useful. And a lot of lessons I wasn't expecting came out of that, which is a bonus, you know, trying to understand a bit more about my own shape and proportions and how that works with the clothes in my wardrobe. But it also helped me realize, because the things that I was starting to move towards in my dressmaking perhaps weren't going to be the right shapes, and this has really helped me review that now and say, actually, I think I need to reconsider that. Maybe the closer fitting, more streamlined silhouettes are better for me for where I am now, you know, what I want to wear now. So yeah, I'd highly recommend it. And like I say, I'll do a more detailed blog post with some photos so people can see what we did and some of the images that we've used as well. But yeah, so I really enjoyed it though. I love our experiments. It's fun.
Me too.
Brilliant. So we will definitely do more on the proportions and styling. I think that's really helpful. But for now, Sylvie, if people want to find out more about you and get in touch with you, what's the best way to reach you?
Yes. So I have my website, which is sylviehart.com. And I have some free resources out there as well. If you're interested, you can sign up for my weekly email, Weekly Dose of Style. I certainly work with clients one-on-one. And then I also have a membership group. And I have a new style package, which is all about finding your personal style. And I call it Find Your Style Zone. So if you're interested in doing a deep dive and really understanding what you like and don't like, and have a coach, have me be your guide along the way, this will be a great sort of introductory style package that we could work together on.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And have you got anything else, any kind of last gems that you want to leave people with, or any last thoughts about what we've been talking about today?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to not get discouraged, but to really sort of change your mindset around it has to be exactly the way I see it, the way the photo looks, or it has to be, there has to be a right way or a wrong way, but really have fun and experiment, trial and error, and just enjoy the process, because it really is, it should be fun and not stressful.
Yeah, definitely. You don't get too hung up on it. That's the key, isn't it? Brilliant. Well, I've loved it as always, Sylvie, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today and to share all those great tips and resources with our listeners. I'll put all the details in the show notes so everyone can get the links there. But yeah, it's been fabulous as always, and thank you very much.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun too. Thanks.
Brilliant. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Check out the show notes in the description area of your podcast app, and click to follow or subscribe, or head over to sewmindful.com/podcast, which is sewmindful.com, where you can also sign up for an email reminder so that you don't miss out on any juicy episodes. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, then please help others find us by leaving a review if you love this episode. And I'm always excited to find out what you got from the episode and how you plan to use the tips. And finally, if you have a question, feedback, or a topic you'd like me to investigate, then you can also email me at hello@somuchmorefun.co.uk. So until next time, stay gorgeous and have so much more fun.